Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, wear hard hats, wear hard shirts. Remembering the prisoners of North Korea is what this website is about. One way to remember them is to see before us, on a regular basis, their prisons. David Hawk has given us a tool to do that. It's online, it's called The Hidden Gulag, and it's free. I quote bits and pieces from it every couple of weeks. Today, an unnamed prisoner's recollection of Kyohwaso No. 4, a prison in South Pyongan Province. First, the prisoner. While he was incarcerated, he contracted a lung disease after 3 months of work. He lost 65 pounds. He noticed that extremely sick people were sent home to recuperate so that the statistics showing prison deaths would not expose Kim's intentions, so he deliberately drank some dirty water, developed chronic diarrhea, and was given a release. Sent home, his lungs recovered, but instead of going back to prison, he escaped to China. Now, the prison itself. These are his recollections of the horrors that he saw there, point by point. 7,000 prisoners mining limestone and making cement. He was housed in a factory built by the Japanese during their occupation of Chosun. It was a difficult time for the Koreans, but still not as wretched as their current situation. It was about a mile square, all men, most sentenced 5 to 20 years. Most of them didn't expect to live long enough to finish their sentence. It was about 10 to 15 hours work a day, hard labor, dangerous conditions, developed chest ailments and lung disease commonly. Nightly group meetings of up to 500 men for self-criticism and lectures about the Kims. Infractions were punishable by reduced rations, extended sentences, punishment cells. There were 8 public executions in the 8 months that he knew of. Executions came from trying to escape, the failed attempt to escape, crimes during sick leave, or committing capital offenses elsewhere and being brought here for execution. There was about 2 ounces of food per meal. Mixed corn and wheat, cabbage leaf soup. Most prisoners were around 100 pounds. No bathing, no changing of clothes. Face wash was possible only 3 times a month. Clothes hardened as dirt and sweat combined. This resulted in skin abrasions, infections. High death rate there in this particular prisoner's unit, over a third of the prisoners died in those 8 months. Not all prisoners in this camp are believers. Some are. Not all have to stay very long. Some do. Aren't they worth our attention tonight? Soon some of them will be with the Lord. Most of them won't. Lord, we need to know how to pray. I want to thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.